Board of Public, with the exception of Supervisor Hanson, who is excused, the media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have item number five. We don't have any members of the community to mention. Item number six, we need a motion to approve the agenda. I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number seven, public comment on agenda items. Seeing none. Item number eight, approve vouchers. Oh, where's the treasurer's report? Ten, there she moved. Approval of vouchers, a tax account of 10029, ambulance account of 19599, general fund of 3828 to 3840, 3843 to 3850, ACH account of 1575 to 1579.
Motion.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the regular town board meeting, March 6th.
Motion to approve.
I'll second that. A motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the regular town board meeting, March 6th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
In the general checking account, there's $697,330.01. In the ambulance fund, there's $355,879.82. And in the reserve fund, it's $243,512.86.
Motion to approve.
I'll second that. Yes.
Would you repeat the ambulance? You had a couple of different thousands in there.
I know, I've been mistaken, sorry. $355,879.82.
Thank you.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number 11, discussion possible action, approval of bartender's license for Kay Long. There are no concerns.
Motion to approve.
I'll second that. A motion been made and seconded to approve the bartender's license for Kay Long. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number 12, discussion possible action, Thompson Excavating, access to Highway 70 / Patterson Lane. There's a gentleman by the name of Chris Thompson who wants to build a shop. He's in the excavating business, wants to build a shop off of Highway 70. The DOT has denied him an access permit onto Highway 70 and said to use Patterson Lane, which is a town road. Being that he's in the excavating business, I don't know if it's in the town's best interest to allow that kind of heavy equipment onto our road where he could come off of a state highway. So he asked if the town board could take some type of action that he can take back to the DOT, saying that we don't really don't want him using Patterson Lane. We're on Highway 70, he would have good access with good vision. So.
I guess my own question is, Chris here?
No, he's not.
Is there a reason?
I don't.
He should be.
He should be.
So I would probably table this and have Chris come and ask the board what he's looking for.
We can do that.
Question.
Yes.
Is that a load limit or just a visibility or a safety concern on Patterson Lane?
The load limits.
Load limits.
You know, that road is only constructed with 2.25 inches of asphalt versus the highway, and running heavy equipment on it would do potentially damage.
County will have to make it a county.
Yeah. Yeah, it's send it to the county. Okay, is there a motion then to table that to a future meeting?
Motion.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to table the Thompson excavating access to Highway 70 and Patterson Lane. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 So can we get one of the next agenda?
Item number 13, discussion firehouse construction update, Glenn Morrison. Glenn is on vacation, but we have two fine gentlemen here from Nacy Construction who are going to fill us in. Gentlemen, come on up. If you can stand up here. Come on, we put you in front of everybody.
Perfect. I'm Scott with Nacy Construction. I'm project manager, estimator there. This is Dave Vodemont.
Dave Vodemont.
I'm the site superintendent on the project. So Glenn asked us to take his place for as far as coming to this meeting tonight, just give you a schedule on where things are sitting, I guess, on it. Dave being the site supervisor, I'll let him.
Presently, I set monthly marks kind of where we're going to hit on here. So presently, right now, we are working on the masonry structural block, weather being good in here, I'm looking at the exterior structural block to be done 2 to 3 weeks. As soon as that's done and weather permitting, our subcontractor will come in and start applying the foam spraying insulation on the walls on that. And after that, we'll be able to start with the veneer facing on it. We're hoping to start on Friday or Monday, start putting the decking onto the bar joists on the main apparatus room. 2 to 3 weeks on there. I got the roofers are tentatively scheduled for April 15th to put the roofing on the project. As soon as the roof is done on that project, it will open up to our subcontractors to come in underneath the electrical, HVACing, the plumbers that go in there and everything for that part. Decking, roofing, veneer block. Right now, we're not expecting major deliveries, but first delivery that'll be coming will be a lot of the HVAC ductwork is going to come in first. None of the equipment, but the ductworking will be coming in. And as soon as that comes in, they'll be get started, which should work out good. And office areas, which are on the east end of that building, the metal studs are all up. It's been all roughed in electrically and plumbing-wise in that area. And we just need the ductwork to go in there, and we'll be able to start on some finishes there possibly, but that's going to be at least another month away on there. Exterior wise, honestly, probably 2 months time to put the exterior veneer block up on it. I'm hoping to get away that the weather is warm enough that I don't have to shelter in temporary heat is what we're looking at. As for total schedule on the building, I think Scott's going to agree with me. We are going to hold that September 30th date it was or something, whatever it
for
was.
For the finish date.
The finish date.
We may be able, in my eyes, I see us, we may be able to finish earlier, but at this time we don't want to jump it up and say that
so,
we're going to be able to hold that and open a month early on it.
I've heard rumors, but there's no way we're going to be finishing way early on this project. No, so it's going to be so you know, we can, the town can plan on it's going to be in that September to that end of September on completion date.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? And give your name.
Jim Sommerfeld. I believe it was back in late fall that Glenn said, well, we get the snow holds off a little longer, we can get a roof on here. Well, here it is 4 months later, and we still don't have a roof on it. What happened?
Towards the beginning of winter, we ended up with that snow coming in, and for as far as heat-wise and laying block in the cold weather, we pulled off of that job for, it was a few weeks, probably.
About a month.
Once the weather turned back around, we got back on it, but it's just, masonry in the wintertime, when this job was bid out, we didn't bid it for doing masonry during the wintertime. The heating costs are phenomenal. Granted, great, this year, we were able to get back on it with only a month down. We got back on it with beautiful weather. We were still heating it, but we were only using probably a quarter of the heating that we would end up having unless if we'd have 20 below weather.
Yeah, that month that we pulled away, basically our 4 weeks where I would be 4 weeks ahead, you know, and the roof would have been on in that time period of time. But like Scott says, you know, everybody drives by, you see our big plastic shelters up there. It's tough, you know, in the wintertime. You know, get our materials in, you know, stockpiling them so that they're warm for the next day, put everything in. But now with this weather turning back, we can gain, hopefully.
Any other questions? Well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming. Oh, it's okay. So your end completion date, you're looking at?
We're still going to be end of September.
End of September.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like I say, Glenn would have been here, but Glenn's still on vacation down in Mobile, Alabama, someplace down there at his condo unit, so. But Glenn will be back, I believe, first week of April here, so he'll be at the next meeting.
Do you foresee anything pulling off the project again? Because I guess the board and pretty much the town fielded a lot of questions as to where are the workers?
We are not going to pull off of this project until the end.
Okay.
We're going to have a crew there. We do have a lot of our employees are working in town on these two housing projects that are going on here. But for as far as the masonry on that end, and this coming week we're going to get a welder there and start putting the decking down for on the roof system on it, and they're going to be there right till we end on it.
So I guess I would just suggest if there's any issues that come up, if you could at least call the town hall and say, hey, I've got this issue, I may not have guys here because the workers here.
There will always be guys there.
Yes,
well, I'm just saying
from now on
the delay because there was questions as to where everybody was and there was no clear communication, so I'm asking for clear information.
Yes,
going
absolutely.
Forward,
absolutely.
As for any delays, I don't foresee any delays there shouldn't be in any of the mechanical HVAC equipment because those were already approved so long ago and everything. So I don't see anything large in there. Once I get to a certain point, a lot of the work that's going to be at that project is subcontractor work for us. And
you're right. Our biggest thing left there, we got our exterior block, our roof system, and
the exterior concrete, sidewalks.
Right, and windows. Mm-hmm. The rest is subcontractors that will get in there and they'll get their job done on a timely fashion and on it.
I think where a lot of the questions were coming in is you got a pretty good temperature gauge going on across the road and they're really moving on that. And, you know, and people look at that, holy Christ, look at that going up, and then see ours and wonder why it's moving slower. So.
Right. Like I said, we do got many in on those two projects, on these two housing projects. There's timelines, tight timelines on
them. There's over 40 of our employees out of 64 employees in our company, whatever it is, there's over 40 of them at the two housing jobs down here. So we're pulling over 50 guys from our company are just coming down here and working.
Do we have any supply chain problems that we're looking at?
I cannot foresee some on anything that on our end. I know for not counting the subs on our end, we've got none. For as far as delays on the project, and for as far as the subs go, they should have them. Like Dave just said, for HVAC, that would have been one of the bigger ones for worrying about a delay on, and everything was approved through submittals such a long time ago, we're not going to have any problems.
All electricians, our electrical contractor, all his big light items are either on site or they're accessible to come. The veneer block that goes on, or the color block, I have 100% of all the veneer block on site. For that part, next week you'll see some more trailers coming in there, and that's our roofing company starting to haul in their materials, right, and getting ready for the roof. Our roofers say that they'll have that roof on in less than a week. The trims stuff won't be on, but it will be watertight in a week's time.
And the trims can't go on until we get the veneer block on.
And the trim won't go on until the veneer block is completed 100%. Windows are all on site, doors are all on site, so for our part, we're not waiting for anything.
Good.
For our part of ours.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other
questions?
All
right, questions? Well, thank you.
Thanks for coming, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Yep. All right. Item number 14, discussion of fire and ambulance data. Actually, both of our chiefs are at chief's meetings tonight. One for fire chiefs and one for ambulance chiefs. So I will put that on our next agenda, and I talked to Mike about it a little bit. That way we'll be able to give a whole first quarter rundown of what their runs and what's been going on with them. With that, then we go to item number 15. Is there a motion to adjourn at 5:45?
Motion.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Motion carried. Thank you, everybody, for coming.